You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to another episode of Affirmations for Living. What a joy it is to be here. Of course, I am your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige, and it's just such a delight to be with you each and every Wednesday at this time and place, knowing that you are so appreciated because I understand that you could be in so many other places right now doing so many other things. And so you are truly appreciated. And of course, each week I ask that if you like what you hear, to please share this message with your friends and your family. Tell everyone about us and let them tune in. So if you haven't already been to my website, affirmationsforliving.net, of course, I always invite you to do so and to find out what's going on in my neck of the woods. You know that in just a few more weeks, I'm counting down, my book will be available. You're Not Crazy. You're Awakening. Truly, it's a soul journey in discovering who you are. And so I'm excited about that. And as soon as it's available, you will know. And if you're always on the go and you want to stay tuned in and listen to the show wherever you are, you can do so by downloading my app, Awakened. And that's AWAKENED. It's free. And I give out all sorts of tidbits on it every week. So it's a wonderful way to stay connected. And of course, there's Facebook and all those things. So thank you once again for tuning in today. Now, my guest today, it's so exciting to have her. And we're going to actually share a part of the story of how this meeting came to be. Everything is so divine as we're moving into this time of this golden age. Whether you know what it is or you don't, it's real. And Kathy Croswell, the angelic whisperer, as she has been coined, hails all the way from England. So first of all, a big shout out to her because it's 1 o'clock in the morning there. And she is truly loved and appreciated for agreeing to be awake this time of the morning for her. So truly, I appreciate that. And of course, she is the Strathmore's Who's Who. She was just nominated as a spiritual consultant for 2013. And what a big honor that is. And so it truly is a privilege to have her here today. And as you know, we're going to be talking about orbs and spirituality and whatever else we're guided to bring forth. So if you have questions, if you sent a picture of an orb, or you want to know what they are, or you just want to know more things that are spiritual or whatever, feel free to call in today. This, I think, is going to be really cool. So the number to do that is 888-627-6008. Again, that is 888-627-6008. So with that, I'm going to bring Kathy in. Hello and welcome in.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I am doing well. So, you know, thank you so much again for staying up all night.
I know.
Yeah, it's so amazing how this works now. The internet has really just brought the world together.
I know, it's fantastic.
Isn't it just amazing?
Yeah,
very, very cool. So very much thank you. So, okay, before we get into the nuts and bolts of everything, share with the audience who you are.
Yeah. Well, I'm Kathy Croswell. And as Edwige says, I live in England, in the south coast of England. I grew up in a very quaint thatched English cottage, which I believe goes back to the 16th century. And as a child, I spent nearly every night, I guess, hiding under my bedclothes, because as I went to sleep, a spirit would climb the stairs and come into my bedroom and look out the window. Mm. And being a child, I really didn't know what to make of that. So I hid for a long, long time. didn't mention it to anybody, not my parents or anything. And it wasn't until I became a lot older that I realized, you know, that I was clairsentient and I was picking up spirit, and, you know, it was absolutely perfectly fine. So, you know.
Pretty amazing stuff. I know for me, the same thing happened, even though our home, my parents built the home in New Jersey. Oh my goodness. From the moment we moved into that home, and I was 7 when we moved in, spirit started showing up.
Yeah.
And I mean, it, you know, if it rained outside and it was too hard, one would come in to sort of warm up. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. I remember one time waking up and my mom would leave the hallway light on upstairs because that's how often someone walked through the home. And I remember getting up once and there was a lady. She had on a long peasant skirt, old-fashioned shoes. She had on a very old-fashioned blouse that was long and a wide-brim hat. And she was standing in the hallway. And so I had to, you know, say, excuse me, I need to get by you so I could go to the bathroom. I remember another time there were pictures of flowers above our beds. And for some reason, I was told, look, turn around and look at the picture. I'm like, okay. And there was a picture of a gentleman. And I described him to my mom. And she said, oh, that's your great-great-grandfather.
Fantastic.
So, yes, I think we share that.
Yeah, I know.
You know, even my dad, I was 18 when my dad passed away. And 2 weeks after he passed, if it was that long, he showed up in my room. And I'm like, Dad? So, I don't know, you know, it's a good thing because doesn't it prepare you though, Kathy? Didn't it prepare you for what you're doing now?
Oh, totally. It did. Yeah. My mum still lives in the same house and she'll ring me up occasionally and go, they're at it again. I put something down and it's gone and, you know, and I can't find it anywhere. And then she'll ring me back a couple of weeks later and say, it's back.
Wow.
Oh, no.
You know what? And that brings up a good subject because I think you can really cover that. Why do you think, so that spirit was attached to that home, I would say. Why do you think some people are more open to these visits than others? I mean, our home was brand new. You know, I've come to find out that our home was smack dab center in the middle of a portal. A portal that opened every 100 years.
Okay.
And listen to this, Kathy. Ley lines formed a triangle around this portal, and we were smack dab in the center of it. How divine was that?
Because lots of activity.
Yes, and that's why the ETs started coming in to teach me at that young age. So it's interesting. Yeah. It's also divine, isn't it?
Totally, yeah. Wonderful.
And it really is because they put you in that home so that you would get used to them and eventually not be fearful, right?
Yeah.
Understanding what it truly is.
Yes.
And certainly I got accustomed to it because I'm like, okay, they're here again. Okay. Hi, what do you want? You know?
Yeah.
And so the lesson in that is to realize that we are multidimensional creatures, beings, and that it's just a shift in your perception, and there they are.
Yeah, totally. My friend and I were, I went to see her last week, and we were driving down a road, and both of us at the same time looked at each other, and she said, did you see that? And I went, yes, I did. She said, really? Really? Did I just see that? And we both saw a guy standing at the side of the road. There obviously was no guy standing at the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent a bit of time just tuning into the energy and found out what happened to him and helped him move on. But we both saw it at exactly the same time, which was fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, to say the least, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And so, you know what's interesting? A lot of times, and you can probably explain this, people who die traumatically sometimes don't realize that they're dead. So would you explain what's going on, why he was there, and why you were able to send him into the light?
Yeah. It was quite an interesting story, actually, because my friend was explaining that her father had his horses at the back of, behind the road. There was a house and a barn, and he had to walk through the barn to get to the horses. And one day he was knocked over, but there was nobody there. And so he went and did the horses and kind of left. And told my friend. Anyway, to cut a long story short, this guy who we both saw and I tuned into, he had he was kind of a young soul, I guess, and he was being teased. This was way back before it was when horse and carts were around, before cars and everything else like this. And he'd been teased and teased and teased and teased and teased. And one day he just snapped and pushed this person who was teasing him right in front of the horse and cart. And, of course, he was then, the rest of the community then, didn't let him live. So helped him move into the light, and he was very happy to go, really, really happy to go.
Wow.
It was like he was still stunned that this had happened, and he was just really pleased to go. It's lovely.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah, pretty amazing. It truly is. And so, we have to understand it's nothing to really be afraid of. It's just...
Oh, not at all.
No, it's a natural process. I know once I sent a being into the light, and for me, I didn't know who they were, but literally as I'm laying in my bed one morning in the wee hours, I'm touched on my left arm, and just as I was touched, I looked up and the spiral appeared, and the spiral opened right up to this beautiful, magnificent blue sky with billowy clouds. I'm like, oh my goodness. And so I knew, okay, is this a test? And so I took my hands and I guided this energy into the spiral, and it went up. And as it went up, the spiral disappeared behind it. And then the light appeared and it moved into the light. And I was in the light and could feel the light and could feel the love. Oh my goodness.
I
it know. Was amazing. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, that was really cool.
Did a good job there.
Thank you. And so it's amazing. It's just amazing how these things happen. Okay, Kathy, so are we going to share how you and I actually met? Because I tell you.
Go on then, you do it.
Everything is so divine. And for those who believe that life is just happening to them, I would challenge you that you have chosen many of your experiences to help you to expand. And when you surrender and allow your higher self to be that divine guide, then the guidance comes. And so one day, several weeks ago, in one of my many out-of-body experiences that I have, I found myself walking in a field, and I came upon this geometric shape. I believe it was the Merkaba. And then as I'm standing there looking at it, this voice comes in, and this voice is just going on and on and on, talking about the beyond and beings and the beyond and beings. Yeah. And I'm like, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about, but okay. And I'm trying to, because you're in an altered state, you're awake. And I'm like, are you talking about a reality show? I had not a clue. This is like, really? What's going on? And so it was finished. When they finished saying what they needed to say, it was done, and I was back in bed. And so, of course, I do my prayers, and I get up, and I meditate. And then later on, I said, well, if that was a message for me and something that I need to know, please send clarification. Thank you. And so I send that out there. The following day, as always, I'm sitting on my computer, and up pops from Facebook, like this page. and Kathy, it was your page. And so now I didn't know you before that. And I'm like, I'm getting an invite from this person. Okay. So I stop what I'm doing. I click on it and I'm like, oh, fifth dimensional. And we'll give your Facebook page in a minute. Fifth dimensional. I'm like, oh, cool. Okay. I can like that. And then for some reason, I see this tiny little picture in one of the posts and it caught my attention. And I wouldn't normally click on it because, you know, I was busy and didn't really have time. Mm-hmm. But I clicked on it anyway. And it went to your website. And then I saw all these orbs. And I'm like, well, that's just fascinating because I'm surrounded by orbs. I've had them move out of my, you know, the one I sent the video with one dancing and looking back at me. And I can be singing and they'll come out and dance all around me and just all sorts of things. And so I'm like, well, wouldn't you just be awesome to have on my show? So this is where I'm thinking was the purpose for finding you, right? So I send you an email and I'm like, would you like to be a guest on my show? And of course you respond, sure, I would love to. I'm like, so we're like, well, let's connect. And that's when you said connect on Skype. I'm like, then I realized, oh, you're in the UK. Wow. All righty. And so then we Skyped, and then you went to that picture. And if anyone hasn't been to my host page on the BBS network, I would invite you to go there and take a look at the very last picture. That is my and how that picture was taken. One of my guests last year, she does sound frequency healings. And I went to her home and I did her dolphin experience. Regina Murphy is her name. You can find her online. I did her dolphin experience and literally when it was finished, 45 minutes later, I got up and I said, was I supposed to go, swimming with dolphins? Because that's exactly what I did. And they came, they pulled me out, they circled me and we were playing. And it was wonderful. And again, moved right into an altered state and had this experience. And so as we're discussing this, she said, let's just take a picture. And so she grabbed her digital camera and she took one picture. Yeah. And that's that picture. And I understand the violet flame is in that picture, that I'm surrounded by the violet flame. And my high starseed self moved right in and is in that picture with me, amongst other things and lots of things. And so, Kathy, when you saw that picture, messages started to come in. So at this point, messages came in because you're the whisperer. And so explain what the angelic whisperer does, because you connect souls. So this is the perfect segue into what you do, and then explain what you saw in the picture.
Well, I'll let you explain that because I can't remember all the detail, to be fair, because I see so many people. But what I do is I when I do a one-to-one with people or when I'm working with them at an event or whatever, immediately the angels connect through me to the person's soul and they show me what that person needs to know. And it's often quite a journey. I don't know whether you can explain it better than I can, how it happened to you, but it often goes back to a past life or an in-between life. And it also takes me through the energy of the person and how their life at the moment is impacting in their chakras and their behaviours. And it takes them through to their soul essence and what they're here to do. And quite often the angels will want to channel a message as well. My voice changes and it just goes and it just has to come out because otherwise I get stopped. It's a very, very humbling experience to have, actually. I'm always so pleased to meet the people who I give the one-to-ones to because they're fantastic. Mm.
And so what happened, the answer to that previous experience came.
I remember a bit of it.
Yeah. And without me sharing this beyond with her, Kathy started to channel and all of a sudden you actually became quite emotional and started to cry. And said, that there are beings from beyond beyond. Well, then I lost it. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is why we met. Okay. And that I would be going and bringing these souls, these beings, moving into the golden age, and that I was a part of the plan for the existence in the golden age. You said that you are the, okay, how do you connect into your soul, and then what? And you said, Advise, you are the now what? And the now what is that part of holding the codes and being a part of what the golden age is all about. And I'll leave it at that because we don't really want to go into any more, but it has to do with that. And it was just absolutely amazing to get that message because truly the earlier experience, it was answered to say the least. So thank you.
It's quite an interesting thing to do all the time, a one-to-one, because stuff comes and you have got, it makes no sense to me at all. Mm-hmm. And you just have to go with what comes. And if you know, when I don't quite get the intention right or the word right or the energy within the word right, they stop me in my tracks and roll me back until I get it right. Mm-hmm. I really do enjoy doing them.
And it's so amazing, you know, we all have different abilities. And, you know, the reason why I don't use the word gift so much is because these are things that we've already mastered in previous lifetimes. We are masters. And so these things come forth here in this lifetime because we are moving into the permanent golden age. And so all of our abilities, all of those gifts are finding us again. That's what this idea of soul remembrance is. It's about remembering where divine aspects of source energy here to express. And so it's just amazing to be able to have these abilities and to do these things. And so what a blessing it is.
I feel very grateful. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, you know, when I do energy work, and of course mine's a little different because literally I just open up as a vessel and source moves in, and my whole body, whether it's over the phone, on Skype, or in person, my body just starts to roll because this energy is rolling in me, and I start to vibrate. And really, really vibrate. And whether they get a healing or they get blocks removed or we open up higher chakras or we activate the flow within them, all of these things happen. And I'm blown away because I've had people levitate and I'm in shock. I'm like, oh my goodness, because I had a 200-pound man. Now I'm 106 pounds and this 200-pound man levitated. And I'm like,
that's the energy for you.
Whoa, that's the energy. And then I have this amazing being, and I won't describe her, but she's absolutely beautiful. When someone needs a healing, she shows up, and she is divine and magnificent. And I am so humbled that she is with me. Just amazing. And so it's just awesome how these things are happening because there are things we mastered in previous lifetimes. And so remember, we are divine creatures. And so move through whatever things you are experiencing with ease so that you can really get to the nuts and bolts of being divine once again.
Yeah.
You know? So let's go into orbs and then we'll go back to, you know, you do corporate events and you have courses and all the things that are on your website. We're going to get to all of that in a moment. But I really want to start going over orbs. What exactly are they?
What they are. They're brilliant. They're so exciting. An orb is it's the light energy of the being which is coming through. They all include angelic light, so they're either angels or archangels, and they, within the orb, they can hold other energies. So they can bring to you loved ones, they can bring to you masters, they can bring to you spirits from other universes. So, but they are, I always call them the window. They're like a window in, into that energy, into that connection.
That's amazing. Now, I sent you one earlier, And it's a friend of mine. I won't give his name, but it's a friend of mine. And he was playing the percussions, and there was a red one above his head. Did you see that one?
I did. I haven't read it because I couldn't see it clearly at all.
Okay.
So I didn't want to get it wrong.
Absolutely. I know. I understand that. So you know what? We're going to go to your website, and anyone who is listening live, actually, whenever you decide to listen to this, just go to the website and you'll have an idea of what we're talking about. So go to her website right now, Kathy with a K, Crosswell. So that's Kathy Cross, CrossWell.com. And we're going to go into a gallery and look at some pictures so that we can really get an idea of what types of, you said archangels and ascended masters come through.
Yeah.
And then they bring loved ones to us, or they bring benevolent ETs to us, or whatever needs to get to us, they're the vessel. Okay, so I have a question.
If you go to the homepage, there's a button to click on, if you see, and it'll take you straight through.
Yes. Hold on.
Anybody connecting in?
Okay, so we actually have a call. So let's take this call, and then we'll get back to that. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Idris?
This is... yes, hi, everybody.
Hello. You must be
How
in your
are
car.
You?
I'm well. Are you in your car?
Good.
Okay, because it's kind of... It's noisy.
Is that better now?
That's
I can even hear it in the UK.
Now, that was noisy, if you can hear it.
Oh,
well, okay. Everything is energy, and it travels. There you go.
Totally.
Okay, so Idris, actually, we were just talking about your picture that you sent in. So, Kathy, this
really?
Is the this is the person who is the percussionist, and he had that red orb above his head.
I wish I could see it better.
Do you have any idea what it is? She was saying, I don't know if you heard, Idris, so orbs are... would you explain to him again exactly what orbs are, the ascended masters and archangels who bring forth spirits or messages? So
yes, they are. Yeah.
And that one was kind of red. Do we have
see it. Okay. So it's very, very pixelated, so I really can't see it at all well. I need to see it. I really can't.
Okay.
Sorry, it's very, very, I've tried to blow up till it's pixelated and I can't see at all. I wish I could.
No problem. Okay, Idris, did you have a question for Kathy?
Actually, I'm just listening right now.
Okay.
I just jumped in and I realized it was 5 o'clock. Well, it's almost 5:30 now. I said, something I'm missing. So then I said, okay, let me call in to hear what's going on.
Well, continue to listen in. And if you come up, if you have a question, just let us know, because, you know, or comment, feel free to chime in. Okay. So, all righty. So now, Kathy, where were we? We were going to your website.
Yeah. If you go to the homepage, there's a button, which I've put on there today, which says BBS Radio Link. And if you click on there, it takes you to a gallery. And I've put some orbs in here, which we can have a look at.
Perfect. Okay.
One of which is you looking gorgeous.
So now, okay, so I'm seeing the one of me, literally, you know, the way this was taken. That's my bedroom, by the way. So the way this was taken, early in the morning, and for me, I wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, I lay in bed, I start to pulse and vibrate, see colors and get messages. And then they'll touch me, bring me somewhere, I go into an altered state, what have you. And then from that, I go into prayer because I'm not going back to sleep. So I go into prayer and then I get up and I go into meditation. Well, this particular morning, I said, you know what? The guidance once again came in to go grab my digital camera and to take a picture. So I took this picture.
Yeah.
So is that blue or violet? Yeah.
Yeah.
Something showed up. So if you would, please, what is it?
Well, there's a few things here. To start off with, all the bits coming out from the center are obviously light reflection. But the bit in the middle here, the very, very bright white with the pink around the outside.
Yes.
Can you, you can see it?
Oh, I see it. And I couldn't figure it. Well, obviously that's why you're here, because I'm like, what was that? So yeah, I see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you see, can you, I wonder if you can feel it as I do, Dweej, but with this orb in the middle here, mm-hmm. you have got the most pure high source energy, plus you've got the beautiful begin, you've got the beautiful sense of Archangel Mariel. So you've got a very high connection to your higher self coming through here as well. Mm. So you would have been highly guided at that moment, and in a quite a high state of connection, were you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And when I meditate, you know, it's so interesting. I was told that I reach Brahman consciousness. When I meditate, the colors come in. I really start to vibrate. But what's interesting, my whole body starts to move up and down, like I'm moving out in dimensions, and I can feel myself expand, and I can feel myself traveling.
Yeah. Okay. So you were in tune with your higher self very much at that point. So I wouldn't be surprised if you were astral traveling, mm-hmm. or had been. And then you've got this beautiful, beautiful little one below, which again, in here, you've got, this is, definitely Zadkiel, but you've got some other energy within there. Let me just get a sense. Oh, really? Okay. This is your guardian angel in Zadkiel.
Okay, hold on. You know I'm writing this down. So
multitasking, darling.
Yes, I know. It's like host. Okay. It's okay. It's all good. So now that's my guardian angel. And who is my guardian angel?
No, that's your guardian angel with Zadkiel. Okay. So it's interesting. You've got Zadkiel and Mariel, both soul star archangels. So you've got your Zadkiel, which is your kind of first connection through. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Mariel there, who's taking you to the higher levels. So you were very, very, very guided at this point.
Wow.
And very, very protected, because you've got such high energy there.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I have a feeling that this happens quite often, because that energy, some of the meditations are very, very deep. So I'm so thrilled to have captured this and honored. And I have to say, thank you, angels.
Yeah. Well, you had to be in the right energy to capture them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, so you wouldn't have caught them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So,
okay.
I know.
Now, the next one is just absolutely beautiful. That color, I don't know if anyone's who's there, we're looking at, it's sort of green and aquamarine and then that tinge of red. Is that the one you're looking at, Kathy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's beautiful. Can you see the shape as well?
Oh, you know what? There's someone else. There's someone else online. Yes. Hello?
Okay.
Carol? Hello?
Hello? Okay.
Hello? Is there a Carol online? Okay. Well, if they come back, let us know. Thank you. Yeah, it seemed like lots of energy. Lots of energy going on. So
I know. Interferes with IT.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So
what we have here with this orb, this is if you can see the very, very bright yellowy green bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the very yellowy bit. This is Archangel Felier's energy. Are you familiar with Archangel Felier?
No. As a matter of fact, you know what? We'll have to go back and talk about Archangel Zadkiel and Mariel, because I'm not familiar with them either. So,
okay.
Yes. But let's finish this one, because I'm like, wow. Okay.
Well, Archangel Felier does a lot of work with animals.
Hmm.
Okay. So if you're very into your animals and everything else like that, and you want them to be loved and protected and nurtured, you call on Archangel Felier.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful energy. Often his orbs are very, very, it's kind of a yellowy, It's a difficult one too. I don't know if I've got a picture of of him purely on here. I haven't, I don't think. But it's the most beautiful colour, and the energy you feel from it is just, oh, it's like a big hug. It's a lovely energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a purely giving energy. It's a lovely, lovely energy. And then also in here, you've got Archangel Raphael, which you'll be very familiar with, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, Raphael, as you know, is, you know, very healing, brings abundance, expands your consciousness. So we've got a lot of the energy here to do with expanding healing and connecting with Raphael. I wouldn't be surprised if they were bringing energy to animals in this area. And also you've got the slight little pink tinge here round the outside.
I see that.
Yeah, very, very slight little pink tinge here. And that is just a very, very small snippet of Archangel Metatron, who you'll be aware is, you know, the Archangel guiding us for ascension.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So the energies in this orb are beautiful.
Yeah, the colors are magnificent.
Yeah. And because it's not a sphere as we're looking at it. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of conical shape.
Mm-hmm.
So it's drawing energy in and giving it out. It's working, as this has been called. So it is sending out its energy.
Okay. So it was on the job.
Yeah, on the job. Caught on the job, yeah. Caught at work.
Now, the next one is absolutely magnificent. And I have to say, this is the color I see when I close my eyes.
Is it? Wow, this is Zadkiel again.
Oh!
You really need to get in tune with Zadkiel.
Obviously, he's trying to get in tune with me. I'm like, okay, totally. Now I know your name. Oh my goodness, yeah, that's the color I see. It's like, whoa, hello.
It's beautiful. Beautiful, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic.
So, and he represents...
Well, Zadkiel's very much to do with transmutation.
Mm.
Okay, so, and it is part, is the soul star chakra, you may be aware, has got two aspects to it. It's got the Zadkiel works with the transmutation, getting you ready to really embrace and start to connect with your higher self and work really highly with your higher self, which is where Archangel Mariel comes in. So they kind of work in tandem and in partnership, really.
Wow.
So you get a lot of Zadkiels. There's a lot of transmutation. So I wouldn't be surprised with all the rescue work you do and that just constantly moving energy from you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wow. So they come in to help as I clear someone to transmute that energy.
Yeah. And or to transmute any energy you've picked up during the day whilst you're out and about from people who've got, you know, going around with low energy at the moment, because you can collect that in your aura, as you know. So it's transmuting, it's changing things from, you know, a lower energy to a higher energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Beautiful energy to connect with. It's the color of my website, nearly, as you can see.
Yeah, I love that color. And, you know, and it's interesting, too, because even that magenta pink, I see that color as well.
Yeah. See?
Wow. Very interesting. Okay. And so the next one, wow, isn't that brilliant?
Yeah, this is a fantastic orb. Now, this is Archangel Butiolil. Butiolil. Now, Archangel Butiolil is the archangel who looks after the cosmic flow. So if you're resisting anything, you know, and you're not flowing with the natural flow of life, your natural flow of life, you need to call on Butiolil to help you. A lot of us do have forms of resistance, you know, change, whatever. Maybe some of the stuff we're trying to deal with on our ascension pathway. Anything which is not in flow, you need to connect to Butiolil.
Oh, wow.
Quite often in my meditations, I do meditations online once a fortnight. And quite often, Buteolil, I never at the beginning of them know what I'm going to say. I just go with what the angels give me. And quite often, Buteolil comes in. It seems to be quite an important factor at the moment to have this ability to flow. It's all about flowing and creating the flow. So a very, very essential orb at the moment, essential connection to Archangel Buteolil.
Yes, because it's all about being in the flow. Very important. And it's amazing when you're in the flow. I know, wow, for me, all of a sudden, sometime in the day, I'll start to, my head starts to rock back and forth and my hands start to pulse and I can feel the flow move in. After I meditate in the morning, I bring in Source and my whole body starts to rock and sort of like go in a circle as I feel the energy move in from above. That's the flow. Boy, is that amazing.
I know, isn't it just?
Yeah.
It's like, it's nothing nicer than being in the flow.
No, it's what it's all about, folks, being
it
in
is,
the flow.
It is. And then the next one.
Yes.
Let me move on to the next one. That's my arrow. There it is. Now look at this one.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. Exactly. One thing I forgot to say is in the center of every orb, there's a connection, a thread. Every window of energy is connected back to Source. So every time you connect with an orb, you're connecting to Source as well.
Yes.
This is Archangel Gassisa. And can you guess what Gassisa might do just by looking at it?
Boy, I mean, I'm looking at this energy and it looks like a wheel.
Yeah, it's kind of, isn't it? But she works with the ley lines, not only the ley lines in the Earth planet, but the ley lines out
yes.
in the universe.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what? We have a caller. So hold on with that. Let that caller come in before we lose them. Hello. Okay.
Hello, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Do you have a question? Welcome in.
Hi, Carol.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm in a tremendous amount of pain. I'd like to know if there's any messages for me that might help me.
Okay. Sorry, Dweej. As you know, I always go quiet when I tune in.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. We understand.
Yeah. Okay. Is it okay to share what I get with you, Carol? Because they're not going to give me a straight answer to your question. They're going to take me on a journey of how you feel.
Yes, it's fine.
Okay, thank you. The first thing I start to feel is I'm quite anxious in my solar plexus. I'm feeling a little bit sick in my tummy at the moment. And this is come on, angels, give me exactly why this is the case. This might be longer than your radio show. I've got quite a lot of sadness. I'm not sure I actually want to go down this path on live air, Carol. I need to take your guidance on this, Carol, if you want me to carry on or not, but
I'm okay with anything you wanna.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So I'm feeling quite a lot of sadness. They won't let me move from the solar plexus yet and I need to get to the bottom of these feelings. So I feel quite sadness and I think this goes back quite a long way. I can't pinpoint it quite yet. Let me go back into this. Show me. Okay. I'd need to go back and find the root cause for you, Carol, okay? But the feeling I'm getting in a very general sense is this, whatever occurred, and I'm not even sure if it's this, I think it's a previous life which is coming forward and has re-shown itself in this life to give you this sense of sadness I'm feeling. But I'm not feeling it in my heart. It's the most peculiar feeling. It's manifesting in my solar plexus. It's manifesting as anxiousness and unease. And it's because in my base chakra, whatever occurred kind of rocked your foundations. It rocked your sense of self. And because of that, your energy it's all kind of shaken up a bit. And as a result, you know, you're holding a lot in your solar plexus. Your sense of self won't be quite strong enough. You know, there will be, you'll find yourself not actually being able to always share how you feel and what you want to say. It's like everything you're holding back because of this. And because of that, that you're also bringing in your auras very close. And when you do that, any pain you have is intensified because it's like your auras are stuck to you. So there's no room, no wriggle room for the pain. And the pain needs to be able to go. It needs to be able to be released from. And it's all to do with this incident, this occurrence, which you're holding in your solar plexus. So for the moment, the one thing I would do immediately is just to imagine your auras being pushed out way beyond the earth, out into the universe, as far away as you can, as you can get them. Doesn't mean you're not protected or anything like that. It just means that the impact of what you're feeling right now is not so intensified, okay? Because not only will it be physical, you'll be feeling more emotional than usual and overthinking things as well. So it just needs to be pushed right out. Excuse me. Oh, don't start. My voice is going to change. I don't really want to be going down this path right now.
Carol, are you comfortable with that, or?
Yeah, anything's fine. I'm comfortable with anything. I just need help, and I know it, so I'm open to anything.
Okay. Kathy, do you think that's where you want to end this, telling her to expand her chakras and to work on that?
I should for the minute. There is definitely something which needs to be got to the bottom of here, but I really don't want to do this on radio.
Okay. Well, Carol, sure. I would invite you to contact Kathy at her website, Kathy Crosswell, and she can move you a little further on this.
I can't get on the internet. I'm in too much pain. Is there a phone number?
I'm in the UK.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I guess that's impossible then.
Okay. Right. So if you can work on your chakras and moving them out, that's going to help. Also, connect...
I will also send you healing light tonight, okay, Carol?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
And you're Carol, if you can contact me, I can do some energy work on you to help clear and move that. So let me give you a telephone number, and you can call and leave a message, and I'll call you back, okay?
Right.
That's 702.
So anytime or?
Call me tomorrow.
Okay.
That's 702-483-1413.
And what is your name again?
Reverend Dr. Edvige, Edwige.
All right. I thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. And so, okay, now we're back to this amazing orb for ley lines. Yeah. And, of course, how important ley lines are.
Yeah, it's your thing.
Yeah. Forming those triangles.
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
And, of course, Gassisa works with all of the other archangels as well. So there's a lot of – you've got the protection of Michael in here. You've got Uriel here doing, you know – and some Gabriel energy as well. So there's a lot of information in this one particular orb.
Wow.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you can feel the energy coming from her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty powerful.
I know. Okay. Then we move on. This one's very interesting. You're very familiar with Pleiadian healing, are you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this is an orb of Pleiadian healing energy.
Wow.
Ooh. Cool, eh?
Very cool, because it's in the shape of a heart.
Are you looking at the same one, the blue one, yeah?
Oh, okay. I must not. No, hold on. Let's see. I lost. Hold on. Oh, that one. Oh, it looks like, well, need I say, a spacecraft.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, absolutely, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a craft.
Yeah. And if you look very carefully, for those who are into elementals, you can see a little elemental face in the rock within it. Can you see?
Sure can.
Yeah, lovely, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So this they'd come to heal the elementals here with the Pleiadian energy. So really lovely, beautiful orb, that one.
I'll say. Okay, and the next one, wow.
Green, you're on the green one, yeah?
Yes.
Now, this is you'd think would be Raphael initially, but it's not. This is Archangel Pearly Meek. And Archangel Pearly Meek works with the elementals.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a fantastic energy.
Yeah. Brilliant colors. And the next one.
Yeah. I'll just put this one in here because if you look very carefully in the orb, you can see a little being from another planet here.
Can you see? Oh, yes.
Yeah, see? Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Cute little thing.
Very exciting. I know.
It's too cute.
I know.
It looks like it almost looks like a little gremlin.
Oh, beautiful. I love it.
And so... He was just traveling in this orb?
Yeah. Beautiful, eh?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Sort of like his Merkaba.
Yeah.
And that's interesting, too, if you've ever experienced... I know one time I'm like, okay, I want to travel at will. Everyone's always coming and getting me. I want to learn how to go when I want to go. And so they guided me to go into this mantra, and I did. And they said, just continue. And so internally in my head, I was saying this mantra over and over and over and over again. And before I knew it, my body dematerialized. And they're like, keep saying it. And I'm like, okay. And then I found myself in space. And they're like, keep saying it. And then I looked around, and I was in my Merkaba. And they said, keep saying it. And then I moved, and I moved through space to another planet. And I found myself sitting at a table to a parallel life with a parallel me. And we were sitting and we had a conversation. And then she said, it's time for you to go back. And I'm like, yes, I know. And just as I said that, I pulled back. If everyone remembers that show, Stargate, I pulled back through a vortex just like that. And I'm like, oh, my God. Goodness, this is cool. So the next day, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this again. This is really fun. And so I'm like, I'm laying there and it's about 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, okay, I got this mantra. And my body starts to dematerialize, but it was doing it so quickly, I wasn't even paying attention. And I'm like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. So I get up to go to the bathroom. I look down and my left leg wasn't there and I fell. And I'm like, oh my goodness, my leg wasn't there.
You weren't by any chance going beyond the beyond, were you?
Obviously. It's just amazing. Once again, we are multidimensional beings and we can move in and out of the dimensions at will. It's about developing the abilities. Wild.
Look at the next orb.
Okay. Oh, wow.
See this one? This is Archangel Metatron on the move.
Wow.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Angel of Love leading the way and Metatron following behind. It's beautiful, isn't it? And if you look in the oak tree behind.
There's a round one.
Yeah. Can you see in the oak tree behind the little elemental? Peeping out.
Yes. Wow.
I know.
Just amazing. So now, why do you think Metatron was there? Just helping a spirit move?
Yeah.
Because he's the gatekeeper, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do we connect to these archangels if we are wanting to work specifically with them? How do, you know, like the ones who obviously show up in my meditation, how do I say, okay, I want to connect into you more.
Well, there's various different ways. Obviously, you can go to their etheric retreats if you want to. But I really, really like connecting in the energy of the orbs. I use it quite a lot in my one-to-ones because you get a sense of being within their energy. Now, you can either imagine, if you have the orb on the screen and you're looking at it and get it in your mind's eye, either imagine every time you breathe out, you take a step towards the orb and the energy gets bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. Or every time you breathe out, the energy comes towards you. So one way or the other, you make this connection into the orb. And then you, as you enter the energy, you take on the feelings of the archangel you're connecting with. And it's fantastic because you can go in there with whatever question you like and spend however long you want until you get the answers you want. Wow. But always, obviously, when you come back out again, mm-hmm. you know, give thanks, obviously, for being.
I'll never forget this one time, and this was a while ago. My husband was out of town, and I'm sleeping, and all of a sudden, I'm embraced. And I'm like, of course I jumped, because I'm thinking, okay, I'm being hugged right now, and it's not by my husband. So I opened my eyes, and there in the left corner of the room leaving was this beautiful orb, and it was... Okay, it had lavender in it, it had a golden white in it, and it had a turquoise color in it.
Lovely, yeah.
And it was moving through the room and leaving. I'm like, oh my goodness. Based on those colors, can you determine who it was?
Just by the colors alone, I could make a guess, but I'd need to have had to felt the energy. Mm-hmm. I would have definitely said there was an angel of love, Mother Mary and Zadkiel.
Wow. Yes, Mother Mary is very prominent in helping, I feel, for me, purifying my heart. I don't know why, but it seems like I remember this one time that I was having work, energy work being done on me, and literally I saw her come in and place this white veil, no, it wasn't a veil, that's not the right word, sort of like a white, pure white cloak over my shoulders. And it was like she was purifying me for the work coming. And so ever since that, every day I thank her for purifying my heart.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next one is Lassie.
And this is an angel of love. Angels of love. Two of the most prominent orbs which are caught are Gabriel and the angels of love. Mm-hmm. And the angels of love are normally whizzing around, because wherever somebody needs to have a bit of love touch them, off uh-huh. they go. So quite often they come in this trail, this tube, you know, one after the other. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, how cute.
So I know. And quite often they form beautiful shapes like fairies and all sorts of shapes. So mm-hmm. it's really lovely. Yeah.
Very cool.
I know.
Now the next one.
Oh, yeah. Talking about Gabriel.
Gabriel, yes.
Yeah, this is Archangel Gabriel. The reason I put it in is because you can see it's got a broken shape
mm-hmm.
To one side here. And this is because Gabriel's working. Not just sitting, holding energy, is actually working. So at this point, would have been communicating to whomever took the picture, trying to bring clarity or to purify thoughts. So would have been working at this point.
Wow.
I know.
Pretty amazing. And the colors are just, I love that purple in there.
It's like, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Beautiful, eh?
Wow. Now, the next one was taken by your friend, Diana Cooper. That is beautiful.
That's my baby. That is my guide, Wywasil. Wywasil, I've worked with Wywasil now for a long time. I channel all the angelic realms, but when I'm asking questions for me, I tend to speak with Wywasil.
Mm-hmm.
And Wywasil is the Lord of Karma, also responsible for birth and death and teaching on the inner plane. So he's a very wise soul. Keeps me in my place. Always. Yeah.
Beautiful color. Yeah. Absolutely beautiful.
And as you can see, it's moving. Mm-hmm. You can see the aura in front.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it sort of curves around like it's moving to the right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love it. Now. Wow. The next one
hasn't quite worked as I planned because you can't see the orb in it.
No.
It's at the top of the picture. It's not actually in here. This would have been Archangel Sandalphon.
Oh.
But it hasn't come out in the...
Well, he didn't want us to see him today. Okay.
Oh.
And the next one is pretty bright with little orbs all around it.
Yeah, this is another one of Gable. This is more of a typical one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you're looking at it, you can see there's a face within it here.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean when there's a face? See, because remember that video I sent you and I said slow it down and you're going to see this orb leap from the back of my head. It goes out, it turns around, and there's a face and it's looking back at me.
Yeah. Yeah. This, you know, more often than not, when you've got a face, it's a master within the orb.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes you can see loved ones' faces. Quite often, when they're carrying spirits, you've got these kind of little holes within the orb. They look like holes,
mm-hmm.
where they're holding the spirit safe in the energy as they're taking them over. Wow. This one's definitely got a master in it. It's beautiful. That one.
Now the next one is
Uriel,
gold and absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Archangel
Uriel. Now, as you know, Uriel is very, very good at collecting any form of negativity, taking it away.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into a Uriel orb energy, you'll find there's loads of chambers within it,
mm-hmm.
and they fill up with negativity. And when they're full, he transmutes them all, and they kind of go off into golden light. But his color gets darker and darker to a kind of envelope color. You mm-hmm. know that. Taupey brown color.
Yes.
And then pops back to be the beautiful golden color again. So, yeah, lovely.
Absolutely.
Here's a fantastic angel of love.
Yeah, I saw that one. That's too pretty. Shape of a heart. Yeah.
I know. got a bit of tinge of Chamuel's energy in here. Mm. The pink tinge of Chamuel mm-hmm. as well.
Very pretty. Wow, and the next one is bright.
Yeah, this is Archangel Chamuel.
And what does Archangel Chamuel represent?
Heart energy. Yeah,
okay, makes sense.
Heart energy.
The next one looks like a big starburst.
Yeah, but it's actually Archangel Michael. Mm. Again, with source energy in the center.
Mm-hmm.
So raging out protection, strength, courage.
Wow.
Very, very high, strong protection orb, this one is. You've also got the source strength in the center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, after hearing that, that blows my mind that that's what's in my picture. It's like, wow. It's like, whoa. Look at the next one. Oh, my goodness. It's so pretty.
I know, isn't it? It's like pearlescent color. This is Archangel Christiel. And Christiel looks after your causal chakra, which is your stillness and your peace.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful energy to go into if you just want to chill out. Fantastic.
Oh, my
wonderful
goodness.
Place. Yeah. Beautiful energy.
Mm. I can see it moving. Okay. Look at
visual Mario.
And that's another color that I see in when
visual
I close
Mario
my eyes.
Yeah.
Wow. So when I get into deep meditation or in the wee hours of the morning as I'm watching the colors.
Yeah.
That's one of the colors that are there.
Yeah. I know.
And he is helping me to reach higher consciousness.
Yes. Yes.
You're doing a good job. Magnificent. And that color is beautiful.
Metatron.
Ooh. Now, you know, when we met, you told me I could reach beyond through by going through Metatron. So, and then you just said a little bit ago, so see it, feel the energy of it, and on the exhale, feel yourself expand into it.
Yeah, this orb would help you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of power in this one, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lots of power. Okay, let's just look at one more, and then we'll...
This is Jophiel, crown chakra. Prosperity, good fortune, creativity. It's where your thousand petal lotus
yes.
is, and they're all open. Mm-hmm. Your inspiration comes through and flows into you.
And I love that purple that yeah. is outlining it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful. And that, yeah, those are some other colors I see.
Yeah,
I see lots of colors, and it's so very interesting because then, quite often, then it goes into like a kaleidoscope, and I'm looking at like little diamonds of yeah. all of the colors. It's just magnificent.
If you go forward about three orbs to the green one,
mm-hmm.
this is Raphael. Beautiful energy.
Oh, wow.
Okay, we've got Michael around the outside protecting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the blue.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful energy. I can't tell you how fantastic it is. That the Lady Carol, if she could work with this energy, it would also help her.
Okay. Yeah, that's magnificent.
Okay.
Wow, wonderful. Absolutely. And so... Yeah, that was a lot of information, and I'm going to connect to Mariel. And, yeah, that was a lot of information. So, take a break for just a moment, take a breath. So, you explain how we connect to the orbs and what
yeah.
the pictures and what everything means. So, give us just a little bit more about what you do. I know you do some events, you have courses. Give everyone your website and all of that information so we can connect with you.
Okay, well, I like I said, I do one-to-one sessions,
mm-hmm.
Which can be just a one-off, or there can be follow-on ones after. Quite often people come back once a month with questions following what they've found out, you know, to keep them progressing on their pathway.
Mm-hmm.
I do events. I'm going to be starting one very shortly called It's All About You, and that's very much enabling people to connect to their flow. So that's going to be starting very soon. I run psychic development courses online or in groups,
mm-hmm.
where I help people to connect to their psychic selves, you know, understand whether they're clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, or claircognizant, and to understand what that means and how to work safely as a psychic person as you open up and to understand all of that and how to do it. And I also do work for the corporate sector, enabling kind of working in the same way, but from looking at the business point of view and the people involved to make sure that all the energies are working together
mm-hmm.
with the energy of the company to make it flourish in a nutshell. But there's different courses for, you know, different people. So,
and that's wonderful yeah. because we need to be moving, you know, businesses into consciousness and being mindful yeah. of their business practice. So that's a wonderful thing, actually, yeah. looking into doing something like that here. Really pretty cool.
Really, really good. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you have lots of things online so that anyone anywhere in the world has no reason for not participating. And that's
absolutely. Yeah. I'm getting quite used to working late at night for America and early in the morning for Australia.
And then you can sleep in the middle of the day. There
yeah,
it is.
No,
perfect.
I can't, 'cause you can want me. It's great. Yeah.
Look, it's only 2 o'clock in the morning there. I mean, really,
I know,
what's the problem?
What am I complaining about, honestly?
Wow, amazing. So amazing. And so now, do you have any final thoughts you'd want to share with our audience?
Well, I guess just one thing, really. When I came about orbs, it was through my brother, and he was a very natural channeler of philosophy. He was quite scientific in his thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to my house with this technical stuff, you know, and set it up in my lounge, and we filmed, just left it there and left the room alone. and the whole place was full of orbs. It was fascinating. And then we did a healing, okay? And as the healing started, the orbs started to go around the person healing, and the person being healed was such a collective force that you couldn't actually see the healing going on. It was too much of a fog.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the healing had stopped, that all the orbs went back to just being randomly moving around the room. And so it captured my interest at the time. And I've fallen in love with them now, because now I've learned how to work with them and how to connect with the energies, and how that is so empowering and so healing for people. And it opens up opportunities to ask questions and for personal growth with all the different qualities of all the different archangels. It's not just the archangels, you can connect with the masters as well. To take an orb, you have to have your heart open. Mm-hmm. And you have to have the intention that you're going to capture them. And then obviously you need to work out why you've got them when you capture them. So if anybody wants to send me more orbs, I'm always happy to take them, because then I can share them with more people so that they can understand how they can work with them. So again, if anybody wants to send them to me, I'm quite happy to interpret them and put them on my website. And I don't know anything.
Yeah. You know, it's just amazing because, the one that I captured, the two, absolutely beautiful. And, it again, it speaks to listening to that still small voice that said, go get your camera, because my camera was upstairs and my bedroom is down. And so I was guided to go get my camera. Don't worry, the energy would still be present, and take the picture. I'm like, okay, and so it's like the child. Be innocent like the child, and just allow the guidance to come through and behold what you'll see.
I've got some friends who take the most fantastic orbs. I've got to say, I haven't as much time now as I would like to go out and take orbs, but there's so many beautiful, beautiful orbs out there.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, I haven't got one here actually, but the rainbow orbs are fantastic because they hold all the energies of all the archangels. I've got a beautiful one of Archangel Azrael. And people think Azrael's a kind of scary archangel because he's an angel of birth and death, mm-hmm. but he's the angel of change, because that's one thing, one opportunity closes, another one opens. So it's all about the rebirthing process. And again, that's the most beautiful orb. It's a very, it's a kind of black orb, but it's full of all the colors of the rainbow.
Of the rainbow.
Because black, holds all the colors.
All the colors.
The rainbow, yeah.
Wow.
It's fantastic orb. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Now, I actually had one of the centers here in town. They were doing a group, I think it was a meditation, I don't quite remember. And so they wanted to capture orbs. And so they invited me to it because they knew that orbs would be around me. And so we sat and he did this guided regression. And it was just amazing where I wound up going. But when we played the video back, and this was daylight, when we played the video back, literally 85% of the orbs were all around me. They were flying
by
me, and they're like, oh my goodness, there's an orb and there's a Vige. And they just all were right by me. And I'm like, why is that?
Because you're open to them.
Well, they all wanted to have them by them. But I think you have to be on a certain frequency, perhaps. It was really funny because there they were. It's like, there's another one, there's another one, there's another one. So, very cool. And it's wonderful to experience. It's a lot of fun, and it's just beautiful energy. I know you were talking about setting up that camera and them showing up. I remember once I had a friend, she's a paranormal researcher, and she was in my home. We were in the kitchen, and she has night vision on her phone, of all things.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So we turned the lights off. And we looked at the phone, and there they were, just in my kitchen, dancing about. We're like, hello, hello.
I know. What it shows to me, what it highlights so very clearly, and it's a very, very visual thing for people to get in their head, people, because we're humans and the way we've been kind of led to believe, people think of the different dimensions as layers going up, whereas it's not. We're all in the same place, but their energy is different, which is why you can see them all around you, you know, and it's just a different frequency.
Yeah, that makes sense. We are multidimensional beings.
Yes, we are.
Open your eyes, right, that single eye, and guess what? You get to move through the dimensions, because the dimensions are all right here.
They are.
Yes. And so that's what that's showing, really,
yeah,
I guess.
Is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Well, Kathy, goodness gracious.
I know. It's going to be bedtime soon.
Yes. Well, this was absolutely wonderful and such a delight. And I got so much. I had no idea what was in that picture. And literally, I had been holding those pictures for I don't know how long. Just wondering, well, that must be something.
Yep,
indeed it is. So thank you so much.
You need to look at the energy of the soul star, because you're connecting into that very much at the moment.
Say that again?
You need to look at the energy of the soul star chakra, do a bit of research, because you're connecting into that a lot at the moment.
The soul star?
Yeah. Soul star chakra.
So, and where can I find that soul star?
Oh, I'll send you some stuff.
Okay. And that's what I'm connecting into right now, huh?
Yeah.
Some amazing things going on. Some interesting clarity of soul purpose being revealed in a big, 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 big way. We'll have that conversation off air. Big, big way. Well, wow, this has been wonderful and the time has flown. I want to thank you. Again, that is Kathy with a K, Crosswell.com. Please visit her website. There's so much valuable information there. And even though she's across the way, you can reach her. It's so cool how we can do this.
On my current psychic course, I've got quite a few people in America. Just lovely. I love it.
Wonderful. Yeah. And so reach out, everyone. Thank you, Kathy.
You're very welcome.
It is to meet you and to call you friend. I'm really blessed.
Thank you.
So
I'll speak to you soon.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
Okay, Taya.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I love you too. Bye-bye.
So there you have it, everyone. Wow, what an informative hour or so. Orbs are amazing. And I didn't know that the archangels carry all of this and bring these gifts to us. And so one more thing to be in gratitude for this evening. I want to thank you. Of course, you know that Affirmations for Living is all about affirming a better way of living. Indeed, it is. It's about discovering your true, authentic self, that we are divine beings here expressing self, that we are multidimensional creatures, and the dimensions are right here with us. It's about opening up that single eye that Yeshua spoke of, so that we can connect in and truly discover who we are. So I invite you to visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. If you don't already meditate, you know I believe in meditation. And so I have a guided meditation. It's very simple to follow. Please download that and start participating in meditating and truly beginning to connect into yourself, because you never know what's going to show up, right? I mean, is that just the coolest or what? For all of those local people here in the Las Vegas area, I'm going to be speaking at the Westside Library October 17th at 6:30. So I invite you to come on out and support. Also, if you haven't already downloaded my app, Awakened, please do so. Until next time, you have been listening to Affirmations for Living. I am Reverend Dr. Edvige. I wish you love, peace, and have a wonderful week. Take care, everybody. Till next time. Bye-bye.
You've
You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.